The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Are you tired of living your life on autopilot? And do you feel that there just must be more to life than what you're experiencing? Do you feel that you're holding yourself back? Or perhaps that someone else is? If you're feeling dissatisfaction with your life and you just can't put your finger exactly on what the cause of that dissatisfaction is, well, you're in good company. Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney, and welcome to today's show. I really appreciate you being here with me. Whether you're like me and living a life that you never expected to be, or you're living a life that just doesn't meet up with your own expectation, then today we're going to talk about what you can do to pull yourself out of that space that just isn't satisfying you. I do a lot of my writing about my life, and I share my journey in hopes that there is something that will resonate with you. We may all travel different paths and different directions in this life, but there are enough similarities that we can pick up hints and tips and tricks when we look at others' journeys. I do a lot of writing about my life, and I share this journey again because I know that I'm not the only one that's going through the types of things that I'm going through. I used to say that I'd lost everything in my life except my marriage, and then my husband died. I've been through job loss, total reversal of fortune. I've moved far away from my home and my friends and my family, and now I'm living this life solo. I moved from my parents' home directly to my home with Jack, and I never had and I never took the opportunity to explore life all by myself. But back when I was growing up, that's the way it was, and that was okay. Now, perhaps you're married with a family, and your life has always been all about your family. And now if you're an empty nester, or perhaps an empty nester who's divorced or widowed, you understand what it feels like to be striking out on your own, and perhaps for the first time ever. If your life was perfect for you, or at least happy, and now it seems you're dealing with a change you may never have expected, it's easy when we go through these drastic changes that we feel uncomfortable or unsettled in our lives. You know, I heard someone say this weekend that the one thing that's constant in life is about change. And when you understand life is about change, you can almost settle into it and get comfortable with it, but sometimes that comfort becomes dissatisfaction. Now, the first year after Jack died for me was a year of just living without having someone to talk to who understood me, and we shared those common interests, and we enjoyed the same activities, and who loved me despite my flaws. It was a year of shock, and in that year, I made some changes out of necessity. I moved. I started up my household solo. I returned to work for the first time in 6 years. Grieving moment by moment, and on top of that, I was experiencing these other changes of necessity. Where do you live? How do you live? How do you provide for yourself? In many ways, the very first few months or that year when someone dies is all about just recovering from the shock. Even if you know someone's going to die, and Jack had cancer, it's not that this was a sudden event, but even when you know what's coming, you have no way of knowing what grief is like. You don't understand what the year of births is like and who you go through, the first birthday or the first anniversary or holidays alone. And in my case, I don't have family, so it truly meant going through these things alone. It's learning about how to establish financial strength again. It's learning about how to sit down at a meal at a restaurant without feeling bad for being alone or, or wondering if people are staring at you because you are. The important thing about living life in that time immediately following a big change, whatever that big change is to resist the tendency to criticize yourself for not doing more or better. So maybe you're coming through a job loss and your whole world has been turned upside down, or you're that empty nester, or you're a widow, or you have moved across country to be closer to family, but yet you've left your entire life behind, the one you were comfortable with. The changes that we go through, we can't expect to bounce back from them all at once. If you bounce back, you may just be hitting a wall. It's really important to give yourself a break. And when we talk about dissatisfaction with your life and going through or seeing these changes that you didn't expect or weren't anticipating, being kind to yourself is the best thing that you can do. Rather than setting up expectations for what you should or should not do in this time, the best thing you can do for yourself is to accept your life exactly where it is at this given moment. So whether you've gone through a radical change or you're just dissatisfied, the act of accepting your life doesn't mean you like it. It doesn't mean that you're going to be this way for the rest of your life. Even if you think or you know that there has to be something more out there, resist taking any action to figure it out. And just in this moment, be okay with where you are. You don't need any pressure right now. And when you place that pressure on yourself by deciding you have to do something and you have to do it now, it's easy to make mistakes or to make choices that you're later going to regret. Call them mistakes, call them, okay, it was just one of those choices and I do it differently. But when you feel you need to do something or anything, realize that taking that action for the sake of taking action without considered thought, research, or any significant consideration is just opening yourself up to failure, or at very least, more disappointment. And haven't you had a lot of that lately? Do you really need any more? I know I was told by so many people not to do anything for a year after Jack died. Unfortunately, I didn't have that luxury, and most people don't. For me, I needed to go back to work. I needed to find a place to live. Honestly, I needed to figure out how to feed myself because I hadn't cooked for one person. And honestly, I wasn't very motivated to do that either. Once you feel like you've come through the difficult part or the shock of the change, so that feeling that all of a sudden you're not in the middle of the cyclone of activity and things seem to be quieted down, you can shift your thinking about what's now or what's next for you. And if there wasn't some big event that altered your daily living, then you can just jump into this spot right now. Because if you're just feeling that there's got to be more to life than what there is, so you haven't gone through that major change, but you know there's got to be more than this, then start with this. And it's a simple step. And what I want you to write down is everything that you are blessed with. I've heard this called the positive aspects of your life, and I like that philosophy. What I want you to do is write down, whether you write it down on a piece of paper, dictate it, put it in something other than your memory. I want you to commit it down to something. Write it on your tablet, you know, put it on a post-it note. It doesn't matter. So now here's a few examples, because a lot of this is very simple stuff that we take for granted, but I'm just going to give you a few that come off the top of my head. I'm healthy and so is my family. Now, you know that's a blessing. My children are grown and making their own way in life. I'm happy in my relationship. I have a good job where I'm appreciated, or I have a good job and I can support myself. Now, while some of these might be big things, don't forget to put the little stuff on your list too. So here's a few examples of things, again, that we take for granted. Maybe you can say, I love to cook and I love to bake in my kitchen. Isn't that a blessing? I get to sleep in most days till 8 o'clock in the morning. I walk most days with a good friend. I have running water. My appliances work. I have a roof over my head. I have time every day to do nothing or anything that I want, even if it's only 10 minutes. My husband, my wife, my child is a great cook, and I enjoy eating. Write down everything that's positive about your life that you can think of. Some people will put these on slips of paper and throw them into a jar. But the purpose of this keeping the list of your positive aspects, is a reminder for you of how good your life really is. And you can look back on them when you're feeling low. But when you're in this place of feeling dissatisfaction, like there has to be more than this, it's easy to focus on what isn't working. But by taking the time to write your list of positive aspects, you remind yourself that it's not all bad. In fact, most of it is really good. You just have this feeling, and you have a feeling that there must be something different or more, and that feeling isn't unusual. We do so much in our lives. And when we set ourselves out to accomplish something or even do something we haven't done before, it always makes us want to do more. We want more excitement. We want more success, more fun, more of anything that rings our bell. That, if you've gone through something that's really positive and you come down off of it because the excitement of it is now over and you're moving on to the next step in your life, you can feel let down. You can feel disappointed, like there has to be something more. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now, is it's important to keep perspective of your life. You've had highs, you've had lows, and you have times that just are. But when you can remind yourself of the positive things in your life, sometimes it helps you realize that your entire life doesn't need to change. You don't have to go out and do something radical. You can do something simple that will just give you that feeling of joy again. And the simpler it is, the more often you can do it. And if you love it now, and you do it again tomorrow, you just build yourself up with this happiness, this comfort feeling that your life really is good. Now, once you know what the good is in your life, then I want you to start a new list. And this is different altogether. I want you to make a list when you know what you want or what you feel you're missing out on. Now, I use these phrases differently, and I want to take a minute to talk about how they're different. What you want are those things or conditions that you know need to be part of your life. You may not know how to obtain them, but you know it's what you want. So, for example, if you know you want to go back to school and get an education, that's a want. You'll figure it out. That's a want. If you know that you want to live in a particular town or a particular neighborhood, that's something that you want. But what's missing in your life, on the other hand, may be something that you're either not sure of or that's never been a priority for you. The one for me that stuck out for most of my life was having children. And I never did have children, but that was one of those things I was never quite sure of. And it never became a priority for me, but that didn't mean that I didn't want children. I just didn't know. Maybe you want to live in another state or another country, or you want to change your career because you feel like you want to experience different things. It's not quite a want, but you feel like you might be missing something because you haven't explored those places. Now, we're going to work on that part in just a few minutes, but let's go back to the things and conditions you know that you want. These are your dreams and your goals, the things you haven't started working on yet. Now's the time to start moving in their direction. First things first, though, do your research. If you want to start your own business, decide what kind of business you want and take a class or team up with a SCORE mentor. Those are retired business people that mentor entrepreneurs. If you want to be a successful writer, then decide what you want to write about. Open up social media accounts with your name or the name you want to use and write under. Start posting and exposing yourself, exposing others to your work. Exposure of what you are doing, your writing, your product, your passion is the way that you get people interested in you and what your message is. You can be writing snippets for social media and building your book in the background, but you're building that platform to reach other people. You want to build a strong foundation for whatever that want is. I know when I started Simple Steps Real Change, all I knew was that I wanted to share my journey so others would know that they're not alone in theirs. I built the platform on social media, and I started hosting my own radio show before I ever started writing my first book. Having that platform built before you publish a book gives you an outlet to be able to sell your books when you're ready. Now, whether you want to start a dog walking business, you want to start a house cleaning business or a party planning business, do your research first. You need to understand what's involved. It may look simple, but there are laws to follow. There are taxes to pay. There's insurance to have. Prepare yourself. And after you've done your due diligence and exhausted those research avenues, you can start to build your actual business. Just remember that slow and steady is what builds a strong foundation, and regardless of what your business is, you need a strong foundation. Now, let's go back. We're coming closer to the end of the show, and I want to talk about going back and what it is about what's missing in your life that you're either not sure of or has never been a priority for you. I use my example of, you know, not having children earlier. I know that I never wanted them until I did. And then it was too late for us. And that's back in the days when, you know, women had their babies in their 20s and 30s. But now women are having babies in their 40s and 50s. And even though it may not be easy, if you're younger, know that that ticking clock only matters if you think it does. But before you make a decision one way or another, spend some time with your friends that have children. Offer to babysit or go on outings with your family that has young children. That gives you the exposure to children to decide, is this something you want in your life? Do you want to have a family? And that's not right for everyone. But if it's right for you, then that's great. Now, you may think you want to try out a new career. Well, make friends with someone that's in the business. Ask them to coffee or out for a drink so you can pick their brain about what works for their job and what doesn't. And if there's a time to or the ability to spend some time just shadowing them, they call it job shadow, or standing side by side to understand what they do, that's going to give you an idea as to whether or not you think that the guts of the job, not just what it appears on the outside, is something that you would want to do or not. Now, if you want to live somewhere else, then take a few days and travel there and go explore where you think you might want to live. Explore the community. Talk to residents. Look at homes or apartments or neighborhoods. Give yourself time. time to get to know this potential new home. And then you can make an informed decision. You may get there and go, yeah, not for me. But you don't know. If you feel like you think you want to travel somewhere, you want to go somewhere and you're not really sure, take the time to explore. You're not making a long life commitment. You're just exploring options. And now, last but not least, when you think you're feeling that maybe your life has not been very stable for a while and change is all there is. So maybe you've gone through a tough time and you just think that you have to make a change. Life evolves, but that doesn't mean that what feels like is missing is wrong or is even missing at all. Look back on your list of positive aspects and give thanks for what's good in your life. Because maybe right now, when you're feeling that need to just change for the sake of change, if you ground yourself in what is really working your life and be grateful for all of those positive aspects, you can change your mind later. You don't have to change everything right now. You just don't have to do it. You have the luxury of time. There's very few things and incidences where you run out of time. And most of those come because of a death or someone offs and decides to move across the world and you didn't have the time to spend with them that you wanted to. But for the most part in life, you have time. You have time to research your dreams and to figure out a way to make them your reality and to focus on them. And it is so important to know, if you have that dream, what it means to you and what it would feel like to realize it. There's visualization in that process, but there is also taking the steps to research and build that strong foundation that you need to be successful, because you don't want to change your life. You don't want to start a business. You don't want to start a whole new career if you don't know anything about it. You have time. You don't have to do it all now. You don't have to do any of it now. You can do it in simple steps. You know, that's my mantra, has been for nearly 10 years now. And when you take a simple step rather than a massive step, you can decide if you like it or not and take another one or take another direction. But when you decide that you need to make a radical change and you're truly not ready for a radical change, that's when you set yourself up to feel even more uncomfortable than you are now. Now, if you're the kind of person that just likes to jump into the deep end and, you know, leap out into the future, and that's what's always worked for you, then by all means do that. But you're a rare person. Most of us need just a little tiny bit more preparation or stability or easing into such a change. If you're feeling unsettled about your life and you can't put your finger on it, focus on what parts of your life are really blessings and give yourself a time to just immerse yourself in what is that you love. Because you can always expand on what is and make it more for you. You can do it slowly. You can do it easily. And if you want more in the future, then you can take another step, or you can take two steps, or you can take a step back. Because the great thing about this life is, for most cases, you can change anything. If you take that step and it doesn't feel right, well, you take another one in a different direction. Nothing is set in stone. And you don't have to believe that if you make a decision, you have to live with it for the rest of your life. You can always change it. And just like that feeling of dissatisfaction or that there must be more, explore it and know that if it doesn't work, you can do something different. Because that's the beauty of this life. You can do whatever you want to do that's going to contribute to your happiness and your feeling of satisfaction in life and just your joy. Oftentimes you hear that life's just supposed to be fun. Well, why not allow it to be? Why not allow your life to be filled with joy, however that works for you? And you can do it taking a simple step. I hope you've gotten some good ideas in this show. I hope it's given you some comfort in knowing that even if there's a level of not knowing or dissatisfaction, everything's okay because you've got a good life. See you next week.